Pakistan remains a country in mourning following a suicide bombing Sunday in the city of Lahore. 72 people were killed. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif responded to the attack by promising to stamp out violent extremism. Yet extremism comes in different forms, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Pakistan's capital, Islamabad.
These days, you can tell when the authorities here are worrying about unrest. They shut down the mobile phone network. For the last 2 days, people in much of Islamabad were unable to make mobile calls, to the annoyance of taxi driver Mansour Massi. Massi reckons his income dropped by half because clients couldn't contact him. The reason the mobile network was switched off is to be found cross-legged in the middle of town. Some 2,000 men, bearded and with flowing robes, are holding a protest sit-in in front of Parliament. They sing Islamic hymns. Then they break into chants that celebrate a killer. These men are devotees of a former policeman called Mumtaz Kadri. Kadri was hanged a month ago for murdering a progressive provincial governor, Salman Taseer. Kadri shot Taseer in 2011 because Taseer spoke out against Pakistan's blasphemy laws. Rights organizations cite numerous cases of people falsely accusing others of defaming the Prophet, a capital offense, to win a feud or to persecute religious minorities. But these protesters want a guarantee that the blasphemy laws will not be reformed. They include Mohammed Javed Iqbal.
For this, we will sacrifice our own lives, our parents, our wives.
It's just fanaticism. It's a misguided sort of a thinking. It's completely misplaced.
Talat Masood is a political commentator and a retired general.
And it's a result of lack of education and also the policies that had been pursued by the state over the last several decades.
The hero worshipping of Mumtaz Kadri troubles Masood.
Instead of sort of condemning him as a murderer and a militant, he is being turned into a sort of a semi-prophet, and his grave is like a monument.
Kadri's grave is on the outskirts of Islamabad. It's beneath an ornate green dome. Within this shrine, men sit in a circle praying. There are carpets, flowers, flags, and big banners with Kadri's picture. Raja Nafis Ahmed, Kadri's father-in-law, is among those gathered here. He says there are a lot of visitors.
People come here to sing hymns and to recite the Holy Quran and pray for departed souls.
Kadri's supporters are from the Barelvi branch of Islam. Barelvis form a very large part of Pakistan's overwhelmingly Muslim population. They're often described as moderate because their faith's entwined with Sufi mysticism and ancient folk practices. Yet when it comes to the issue of blasphemy, Barelvis are not moderate at all. Raja Nafis Ahmed again.
According to Islam, if someone blasphemes against the Prophet, he deserves to die.
Today, the mobile phones in Islamabad were switched back on. The protesters outside Parliament dispersed after lengthy negotiations. Yet the issue of Pakistan's blasphemy laws remains unresolved. It's a sensitive and dangerous subject, but Talat Masood says Pakistan's decision-makers must address it.
And without fear, and the state must provide protection to those who speak openly and try to clarify what Islam stands for.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.